you acquire pessimism and optimism early on as a child. And it may be some of the messages that have been given to us from our parents, maybe some of the messages from teachers. I know that going through school, we're with teachers for 8 or 9 hours a day. What kind of negative messages, you know, do teachers sometimes give to students?
Yeah.
Give to us. And it's overcoming those negative messages. It's really reprogramming and trying to figure out what happened to you and what can you do to change that. And I think that's a key element of, you know, developing self-awareness. And that's part of the emotional intelligence model that Goleman talks so much about, is developing self-awareness and self-regulation and self-motivation. And that's part of paying attention to the inner self-talk. And part of the inner self-talk, or the negative self-talk that we experience, may have been messages early on in life that we're not always aware of. And that's why it's really great if you have the opportunity to either develop a support group or see a counselor or a therapist or a coach, someone that can help you process through some of this information.